Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. It's a good day to bid you good day. Will you ever let me walk away? You keep reminding me of yesterday. You're so stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that...
7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You have at your service and on your side here on this program, Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Stephen J.J. Wiseman coming up in a few minutes with his focus on the Supreme Court and the gay marriage discussion there, plus a warning or two on some of the scams associated with Nepal. Dr. Jack Stockwell later in the hour with a couple of different trending medical stories. However, right now, let's spend some time talking about what's going on in Baltimore. As you know, what you get listening to this program is not what you get everywhere else. That's why you listen to this program instead of whatever else is out there, because it gives you a different twist and spin, lots of different opinions and ideas. And when I hear voices like the gentleman you're about to hear, it gives me cause to think, all's right with the world.
There are some positives.
Things are okay.
When all these negative stories come around, there are some positives in all of these stories. When you look at the human side, like, for example, the people that are out organizing the cleanup of the city, and they're out sweeping sidewalks and debris right now. And the mother who saw her son on TV and she went down there and she gave him a smackdown to get
him. Good for her.
You know, good for her. You know. Yeah. And then there's this gentleman here who is a retired Army vet, from Vietnam vet, and he went out to try and tell these kids, go home, be with your families. He was on CNN yesterday.
Just a soldier. And you sort of took it upon yourself to tell those young people to go away.
Yes.
Well, and you're a little bit concerned about your own safety? I mean, there's a lot of bottles and rocks and things.
Look, here's number one. I did 30 years, okay? Came out of Master Sergeant. I've seen more than all this. I've been through the vice already. This right here is not relevant. They need to have their butts at home. They need to be in their home units with their family studying and doing something with their life. Not out here protesting about something that's not really about nothing. They do not respect this young man's death. You know. Now, mama and daddy then lost a child. That could be them. So I'm very pissed.
So what's your name?
Valentine.
And your first name?
Robert.
Robert Valentine. So, and you're a Vietnam vet.
All right. So
and,
you
decided to come out here and stand up against these guys.
Yes.
What?
Hold on.
You know, a lot of people would think twice, wouldn't they?
I love my country. I love my charm city. And I'm an American. I'm not black, white, red, or yellow. No.
There you go.
I am American.
Are you concerned?
All right. That's the sound
bite.
What
a good man.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's good. All right, so there is there were many more protesters, or, well, even calling them protesters, maybe marchers, demonstrators.
Troublemakers.
No, I'm taking away from them. We've had enough of the troublemakers. There were many more people who were there yesterday demonstrating in the street in a peaceful way, calling attention to the matters at hand that are a problem, and there are plenty of them, in Baltimore, in Washington, in New York, in Boston, in Miami, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, and you name the place, Dubuque, Decatur, El Paso, wherever. There are plenty of these problems, and we're getting to have an intelligent focus on them by many more people than you hear reported in the news. And so I was refreshingly alerted to this. Richie said, okay, you got to listen to the sound, because you don't hear much of that, especially from those boobs on CNN. So that's why I thought that was a good thing. Speaking of boobs, Bruce Jenner.
Oh, that was insensitive.
It was flawless. Flawless. The Russian judges give that a 10.
Beautiful.
Bruce Jenner. And Wheaties boxes. How many people actually kept? Why would you keep Wheaties boxes that have?
Because they were collector's items.
They were?
I have a Cal Ripken Wheaties box that I will save forever, because one day it will be worth $1 zillion and I will retire and be a rich
man. The Wheaties boxes, according to the story at DougSteffen.com, are on sale on eBay. If you're willing to shell out a couple of $100, you can buy one. Why would you do this? Listen, everybody's different. This goes back to 1976. when he won the decathlon. And God love Diane Sawyer. She pretty much opened the door with the interview that was on last week. And so now, whatever it takes to make a few bucks, maybe this guy, I don't know him from Adam. I don't think we've ever had him on this program. I always thought I had great regard for him because of what he did in the Olympics. And I didn't know anything more about him until he popped up in the Kardashian story. And then I thought, And then, and you know, it kind of went, And at this point, $500 for a Wheaties box. Good luck to you.
Well, if he's become the face of a movement now, so his his stock has gone up quite a bit. Now, I would probably sell those Wheaties boxes now because who knows how the rest of it's going to, who knows how history's going to see him.
All right. Our videos of the day are aimed at getting you to think, as is most of the material that we have at DougStephan.com. There's a video today from YouTuber Ryan, who had taken his new drone to the beach to test it out. Everything was fine at first, and then the drone started to lose power, began to descend. Ryan was pretty far away at the time. The drone kept filming as it started to drop. Ryan began to run to try to catch the drone before it crashed into the ocean, and you'll see the results of that. This is the drone world, the new world of drones. Drones are here, there, and everywhere. Look up. Yesterday, we were talking about what happens. You look up in the sky and you see a drone at your house. If I saw one flying over my house, I'd shoot it down. Richie said, with what?
You should.
Right.
I have a paint gun that I'll fill
BB
with manure.
Gun, maybe.
You should accept the drones.
I should.
You should own drones because they would be helpful for you. Yeah.
How would they be helpful for
if track
you?
Track the cows.
Yeah, well, not only tracking the cows, but wouldn't it be? Would you ever love to get a helicopter and fly over your property to assess it?
I think I told the story of two different times that I did that. One was in a paraplane that was very fascinating. I flew a para. This was down when I was working afternoons in Cincinnati a long time ago. That was fascinating. It was fun.
So it was helpful to see your
And
land.
Then I was in a balloon. We had a hot air balloon. There were pictures around someplace of the cows. We started the hot air balloon out in the pasture and took off and went over Marlboro and three or four other communities.
So for $500, you could get a video of your property and the cows and the barns, the roof on the barn, the farm and all that stuff on a regular basis. That would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, either that or you can go to a real estate guy who's trying to sell everything and then he'll do it for free.
And they'll use a drone, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're all using drones. That's what it is. It's the drone world.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Jeff Weinstein started The Counter, a custom-made burger joint with three simple goals.
To earn a good income.
To serve customers great food at a good price.
To have a place to take his wife for dinner.
Customers flocked to his place. He started franchising. Now he's in over 35 locations, and that created a problem.
He struggled with work-life balance. Then he got a big idea. He used his strengths to custom build his life.
Now he flows like soda between his personal and professional worlds.
At home, he often gets ideas for work and vice versa. He pays attention to all the important people and priorities in his life all the time.
Use your strengths to build a life on your own terms. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you catch your little kid playing doctor? Well, it's inevitable. Kids are going to play doctor, and actually, you should expect it. Here's the developmental science of it. Assuming your children are young, there's very little to worry about. If they're being playful and giggly, that's a good sign. It's a natural curiosity about bodies. And remember, at a young age, they neither can spell sexual harassment nor have a clue what it is. So, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, use this playing doctor business to your advantage. When you catch them playing doctor, that's a great time to do some explaining about the human body. And don't forget to explain that private areas are called private for a reason. It's because they're private. And when they play doctor again, just calmly tell them to dress and then redirect them to some other game. You know, you can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at Dr. Buff.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She played in 5 Olympic Games, winning 4 gold medals for the U.S. women's basketball team. In 2000, Sports Illustrated named her the 22nd best female athlete of the century.
There's the buzzer. It's official. United States has the best women's basketball team in the world.
So where is Teresa Edwards now? Teresa covered the 2008 Summer Olympics for NBC as a basketball analyst. She was the director of player personnel for the Tulsa Shock in 2011 when head coach Nolan Richardson resigned, forcing Teresa to take over as interim coach. That same year, she was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
I never knew I could be here, let alone dreamt of standing here. So I thank you very much tonight for this opportunity.
An honor well-deserved for Teresa Edwards. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins us here on Good Day. Lawyer, college professor, and expert that we call upon when there are matters such as the Supreme Court taking on the gay marriage issue here. So in, I don't know, 60 seconds, 60 words or less, or however it is that you want to present this, I find it interesting that so much attention has been paid to this. What are the facts and what's at stake here, Steve?
Well, what is at stake is a civil right, and the civil right is for same-sex couples to be able to marry. It's recognized in, I believe, about 37 states right now.
Yep.
The Supreme Court has ducked the issue as long as it could, but now the Sixth Circuit actually was the first Federal Circuit Court of Appeals to allow a ban on same-sex marriage. So it's going to go up to the Supreme Court, and same-sex marriage is going to be recognized. The extent of it, whether it's going to be done that it's an inherent constitutional right, such as was done in 1967 with people of different races being able to marry, that I don't think will necessarily happen. I think they'll say that that it is recognized and all states must recognize the marriage. So even if you don't have it in your state, you're going to have to recognize it. And that, I think, is the next step.
Ah, all right. So 2.5 hours, that's a long time for a hearing at the Supreme Court, isn't it?
It is. They really are giving this a lot of time. First of all, you have to look at things. Last February, the court pretty much telegraphed the position that gay marriage is going to be allowed because an injunction was requested to stay the enforcement on a ban of gay marriage until the court case was heard. And the Supreme Court said, no, they won't stand, they wouldn't issue that injunction, which essentially means they are going to rule in favor in some way of gay marriage. But here they drafted another unusual thing. They drafted two separate questions, and this is what is going to be the center of the arguments. The first is whether the states have to allow same-sex marriage under constitutional reasons, and second, which I think is critical, whether states must recognize same-sex marriages from out of state. So what they did was they really set themselves up for a position where it's the next increment. They're not necessarily going to say that it is a constitutional right, but they are going to say that no state may refuse to recognize it, therefore couples can marry, move back to a state where same-sex marriage isn't allowed, and it would have to be recognized.
All right, quick second with your other hat on. You're the founder of Scamicide.com. Your latest book is Identity Theft Alert.
And Alert.
So we've got this business with Nepal, all kinds of charities all over the place. How do you know what to trust?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, Doug. And on Scamicide.com today in our Scam of the Day, we're talking about that. And the thing is, we all want to help, but there are a lot of phony charities. You don't know what to trust. Go to CharityNavigator.org. Look it up. You'll find the charities that are legit, and those are the ones to which you can give your money.
All right. And check out Steve's website, Scamicide.com, dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all these scams. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with us here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.